The Hilltoppers Color Guard, Richland Center's Teenage Ambassadors. And now for a Richland County Historical Society history moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to the website oocities.org, which features many pictures of the Hilltoppers Color Guard, it was in 1964 that Dick Newman recognized a need for a competitive activity for the young women of Richland Center. At that time, the advent of girls' athletics, more school activities, and even fast food restaurants had not taken place. Boys had many activities in which they would expend their competitive energies, but the girls really had nothing. With a rather extensive background of marching, he had participation in junior high and high school marching bands, university marching band, a drum and bugle corps, including the U.S. Navy Drum and Bugle Corps. Mr. Newman's thoughts were that he could perhaps have a competitive marching unit for girls, and that would fill that void. Sending out an invitation to the young women of Richland Center to meet to discuss and organize such a unit, 19 eager girls met that challenge. On that day, the Hilltoppers Color Guard was born. The first parade was the June Dairy Days Parade in Viroqua. It was the summer of 1965. By that time, the guard had grown to 22 members, and it was a very anxious group of young ladies standing there waiting for the starting line. When it was their turn to move they did. It was their performance during the first parade that really set the standard that was to be followed for the next several years. And so it began. For 34 years, the Hilltoppers Color Guard served as, and I quote, Richland Center's teenage ambassadors, end quote, serving with honor and distinction throughout the upper Midwest and to more distant places in the United States. Two of the crowd-pleasing lines brought thunderous applause in parades, both near and far. We're very proud of our flag line and our rifles. And what would a marching unit be without a percussion section? Drummers provide a good beat, solid marching cadence, and the jazziness that routines performed with their flags and their rifles. You can read more about the Hilltoppers Color Guard in a book available in the History Room on the second floor of the Brewer Library.
This Richland County History Moment has been provided by the Richland County Historical Society. The Historical Society is a great asset to everyone. It promotes and supports Richland County history. It's time to plan your visit to the Yakey School Museum, a project of the Richland County Historical Society. The museum will be open Sunday afternoons in June, July, August, and September. It's a perfect time and place to renew your memories or to see for the first time what education was like in a one-room school. Your support of the Society will help ensure the work continues. For just $10 a year, individuals or families can be a member. Yearly memberships for businesses are $20. All members receive the informative Achy Breaky News. A lifetime membership is also available for $100. Membership payments and donations can be sent to the Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, Apartment 1, Richland Center. You can be a part of promoting and supporting Richland County history by joining the Richland County Historical Society today.